Apostle Fermi Lazarus is a man raised by God to demonstrate his wisdom and authority to the Last Day Church. He is the lead pastor of Sphere of Light Church, and God told him years ago that a time will come where my wisdom will be needed to navigate tough times in the body of Christ. Then I will cause your voice to be heard, and all who pay attention to my word on your lips will not lack light and direction.
The most strategic thing to know in any season is what God is doing in that season. It is not enough to have the consciousness that you are coming into a new season. It is not enough to even know that this is the Last Day Church. It is not enough to even know that we are in the era of revival. It is important we know what God is doing in era of revival.
He is a man sent from God, sent to raise God's end time armies. With Apostle Fermi Lazarus, every minute counts as you listen attentively.
Can we lift our hands to God and bless the name of the Lord from the depth of our heart? Oh, bless you.
Only alone.
Church, your voice. Love song. I want to hear the instrument. Oh, Jesus. Thank you. Oh, for your love over this house, for safety, protection, for your presence so strong. Thank you, Father. Woo! Thank you, Lord. Oh, bless you. I'd like all of us to pray for the Lord, our faces, and just honor Him. If the clothes we are wearing is not too important, just go ahead and honor this God. Oh, we bless you, Lord. Wakwanjo, Igbeo Siru, Nami Umo Kweje Esunlo Waninu Ino. Wakwanjo, Igbeo Siru, Nami Umo Kweje Esunlo Waninu Ino. Eniba, Eniba, Eliba morire, Uba mi wege shitasiwe. Emi mi mo eshe o, Emi a mi. Emi ko ya baya, Emi mi mo eshe. Let's go ahead and bless this great God. Bless Him from the depth of your heart. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Yeah, rise up on your feet, people. You should always count it a very big privilege anytime you are led to go before the Lord and worship Him. Is that okay? Yeah. Then you must thank Him more than you complain. It's not every time complaining. Oh, this is not enough, that is not enough. Some forget about all those things and just say, thank you, Jesus. Can you say that loud and clear? And it must come from the depth of your heart. Can you shout it again? Thank you, Jesus. Our souls are escaped like a bird from the nest of the fowler. And I see somebody escaping. Somebody escaping. Hallelujah. We give you praise. Can we say thank you, Jesus, again? Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. All right, please be seated. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Yeah. This is a power service. I want you to please help me help those online so they can hear me well. Sometimes if you have had to join service online, you don't reason why I'm always agitating. This is what? A power service. So, something very strong is going to eat this place today. Yeah. It doesn't look like so, right? Do you believe it? Are you sure? Yeah. Today is a day somebody will never forget. In the name of Jesus. 2 Corinthians. So today also, by the grace of God, I take off, I will round up this discussion. And then, have you been blessed this series? Yeah. We want to clap and celebrate Jesus. Yeah. Then the media can project, if they have it now, you can project the next teaching that will start by the grace of God on Tuesday. If you are missing Tuesday services, it's as good as you are not even coming at all. Yeah. So, you have to make out time for, you know, for the kingdom. Yeah. And don't tell me that my business is also the kingdom. Make out time, okay? Praise God. All right, 2 Corinthians chapter number 10. Yeah, in the absence of, we'll project that later. 2 Corinthians 10. Let's start the reading from verse 3. 2 Corinthians 10 from verse 3. Are you ready to pray? Or you don't pray on Sundays? Do you pray on Sundays?
Yes, sir.
Are you sure you love it?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I've told you, if I tell you to pray and you pray well, I'm going to be very excited. Are you going to pray?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
My people in Lagos Church know they love to pray. Yeah. Yeah. So you are going to pray. For though, we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. So many things are in the physical, but the most essential things are in the spirit realm. Many things are in the physical. Many things are in the physical. For instance, in the physical, you can see chairs. Can you see chairs? Can you see chairs? Can you see somebody beside you? Huh? If you can't see the person, then I'm going to ask you to see me after this service. Can you see me? Uh-huh. That's in the physical. What color of clothes am I wearing? Even me, I don't know. It's my wife that used to tell me. It's purple. So, don't fight. So it is what you say it is. That's what I'm wearing. But when Elijah said to Elisha, when you see me, what is he saying? He's not talking about the physical eyes. So when Paul was leading the Ephesian church, and was in Ephesians 1, and was leading them to pray, and it says that the eyes of your understanding may be enlightened. Can you give us that scripture? Ephesians 1, start from verse 16, intentionally. So we'll jot down. Ephesians 1, quickly. Ephesians chapter number 1. Okay, so I cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. Yes. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and what? Revelation in the knowledge of him. Yes. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, being flooded with light. So, what eyes is he talking about here? Is it the physical eyes? No. Of course, you know that you don't see until light enters. I've forgotten some of these things, little by little. Is it your retina now? Whichever one, light shall enter somewhere. Amen. But when light enters, then you see what is in front of you. You are going to pray. So you are going to be a victim. So you have two eyes. One is your physical eyes, the other is the eyes of your spirit. Majority of the important transactions in life take place the eyes of your spirit. That's where you see them. If you are limited and restricted to only the physical, then you are finished. Because you'll be a victim. You know, when you have you gone to a party? It has happened to myself and my friends who went to a party and they were sharing rice. Rice. It will come. They know us. In fact, the musician was already calling our names. So we say, okay, so we are fine. They know us that we are here. Rice is coming. You know, don't feel men of God wants to eat party rice, but we're going to eat the rice. But eventually, that's how they said, hey, these people are here. I said, what are you talking about? They said, there's no, that usual rice, jollof rice, party rice is finished. That what they have is Chinese. Chai what? They brought the thing. It was me that I know myself. I looked at the thing. I didn't know which one to eat among all these things. There are some sparks like warm inside. Then they now put corn. I say corn inside the rice. No problem. At the end of the day, all I could eat was the corn. Yeah, my friend. I don't want to mention his name. I mentioned you shouting about my friend. He ate my rice, ate the other rice. So I ate about 6 corns and water. That's all. So that's how the spirit realm is. If care is not taken, by the time it gets your turn, they say it's finished. You have to see it so you can take it on time. Yeah. Many things finish, so you don't know. Early establishment, say it's finished. But you can, we can, what is on ground now is from 40. Hey, Ramdeka. Say it again, that my eyes of understanding may be enlightened. So I was telling the people with me, I said, it's not easy driving with the prophetic. It's not easy. Because you have to intercede throughout. And what I'm saying, does it even make sense to the people around me? It doesn't make sense now. Does it make sense? I've concluded that I don't even care about people understanding what I'm saying. At one point, I was driving and a man passed on bike. Hey! I saw a number on his forehead. As far as he's concerned, if you asked him what's time, he will tell you that this is 1:45. But I saw a number on his forehead. And those were the numbers of his days. I began to rebuke. Man, this man will not die. And when the body lifted, I knew he's not going to die. So, would you have known until he dies? So, I sat down in the office. What day was that? Was it Friday or Thursday? I closed my eyes. And I saw somebody lying down in a pool of blood. Hey, Makambe, look at Jesus! Started moving around. Man, I cancel this. It will not. I didn't even cancel it generally. I was praying for my people. Everyone connected. I should have prayed general prayers. I came out, they met me outside. I said, I'm not talking to you. I just want to pray. I came inside the church. Rent the cable. Went back to my office. Few minutes, I heard boom. What happened? Hey, I said, a guy, you pray. A guy was driving with speed, was going to overtake another car. Then he hit that car. Then the car went to hit somebody coming, and the fellow died on the spot. I said, this thing is mathematics now. A car is coming. It will hit this car at certain speed. Deviation will be at certain angle. What are these forces that calculated specifically the pace of his movement, the angle he's supposed to stand, where the car will move to, and the exact time where that will happen? The three of them must be at that place at the exact time for the equation to be balanced. What is these forces?
So you ask a natural man, what is the time? He said, 5 minutes to one. But that's 5 minutes to his death. See. Let me tell you, some of you are very arrogant. Some of you are very proud. You don't value spiritual things. When we are interceding for you, you don't have value. No problem. You think you are strong. You think as you are strong in the physical, that's how you are strong in the spirit. You are not praying, you are not strong. You are featherweight. You are not praying, you are featherweight. It doesn't matter how beautiful you are. One time like that in our street, a prophet came to Kano. Whether it's a fake prophet, I don't know. And then a girl was in that meeting. Few days, 3 days after the meeting, she was traveling to school. She had an accident and she died. Let me tell you the reason why I have this agony is because I have studied the move of God. I have studied the lives of men of God. I hate casualties. I hate it. So I cry my eyes out to God. You will not be a casualty.
Amen.
Say that amen again loud and
clear.
Yeah. So when I ask you to pray, I said, these demons are mathematicians. What? I mean, when a car deviates at a certain angle, what guarantees that? Why can't it go and meet the wall? Why must it claim somebody's life? Why must it claim somebody's life? Will you pray? You are going to lift your voice and cry. Every trap. Oh, look at some of you are still seated. You are seated. Are you seated? Do you want to pray?
Every trap.
Set down.
In the spirit realm.
Waiting for individuals who are not under covering to take down. Lord, today my soul is escaped like a bird from the nest of the fowler. I escape. Pray. Hey. Yakata balakate, Rebecca pokota bakate, Rauku bakai. Hey, chala bakam brevende koshete, yendeke brevende kero koshata, yendeke brevende lekabate. Lord! Plead the blood of Jesus. 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 In Jesus. Mighty name, we're praying. Yeah, sit down for a minute. Bande kapala timbara de kapitesh. Bande kapina shande. Please, I beg you in the name of God, when I ask you to pray, pray. Is that okay? Please. I've seen evil upon the face of the earth. The Bible says that the dark places of this world is full of the habitations of cruelty. And I ask you to pray this prayer. I showed you Psalms 18 when David was praying. And I said, in my distress, I called upon God. So I'm going to prophesy. I'm going to decree. Is that okay? Yeah, I'm going to decree. When I pray for you, please say amen. Yeah, please say amen. Did I call upon the Lord? And my cry came to his ears, and he heard my voice out of his sanctuary. And yet he was angry. He bowed the heavens and came down. And there he rode upon the wings of the wind, upon the wings of the cherub he rode. And hailstones and fire came out of his nostrils, and thundered, scattered the enemies. Sometimes you just notice that the devil is on your matter. Is there anybody who sometimes notice that? Just feel that something is not right. Yeah. I saw something online. So I'm going to give you this prayer. Is that okay? But I saw it. I'm going to say it in passing. You saw the kidnap case in Ogbomosho and the man that was killed. So I don't know which media posted the phone conversation between the Fulani guy and the person who was negotiating. And the man said, what we have been able to get is 2 million. The Fulani guy said, then I'm going to waste him. He said, he doesn't have any value to me. He said, I'm going to waste him away. The man said, if he doesn't have value to you, he has value to us. Yeah, the man said, no. If you are saying 2 million is what you have, you are a stupid person. I'm going to waste him. It doesn't have value to me. He said, so when you kill him, of what value is it to you? He said, yes, I'm going to go and carry somebody else when I kill this one. So they will know we are serious. Hey. And I was told those people were able to pay 5 million per head. And they still killed them. And the man was crying. He was talking to his brother that was on the phone. He was crying. He said, please don't let them kill me. Don't let them kill me. Sometimes situations meet people where they cannot deliver themselves. But the name of the Lord is a strong tower. Now hear me. It is not true that everybody can be kidnapped. It's not true. It's not true. He thundered out of the heavens and he heard my cry. It is not true. That's why we pray ahead. Pray ahead. Invest. Pray ahead. Pray ahead. Pray ahead. Pray ahead. Pray ahead. We scatter every conspiracy, every agenda, every gathering of the evil one, every negotiations about my destiny, about my life. We scatter them. We bring them to nothing. Hey. Hey. Shakata baraka de shipi. Arumbe likate brevende keruf tabai. Yende kebisa tabakadish. In Jesus' mighty name we're praying. Fear not. Be seated. Fear not. I'm not telling you what I'm telling you so you can be afraid. Fear not. Tell your neighbor, fear not. Are you following what I'm saying? If you are not praying, you are preparing to be a prey. Have to pray. Sufficient for the day is the evil thereof. So negotiations take place before the day starts. Oh Lord, we clear today of every evil, everyone connected to me. I decree, let your light shine in their path. Yeah. Even if there's somebody who is close to you who feels you have money and is organizing how somebody will come and carry you and say, no, he has money, we will set a trap for him. One of my sons came to see me in the office. And as he stood in front of me, there was a design. There was a design on his clothes. Like an arrow. So I looked at the design. And it was like a hand drew me to the chest. And I saw what looked like the spear of a friend. I said, there's somebody around you who wants to betray you bad. Yeah. I warned him, but I went home and I also dealt with it. A place of prayer. If there's any conspiracy around your destiny, God will reveal them. I say again, God will expose them. That secret will not be covered. Oh, you don't believe in this prayer? But you feel it's not necessary. Every conspiracy will be exposed. The secret will not be covered. You are not going down. In the name of Jesus. Yeah, sit down. Amen. If there's anybody here who has been marked for evil, let me say, you know, I warned you, and I've said this, but I'm not saying this to make you scared. These guys, hey, ha, towards this election, planning something that will make ENSAS October 10th or 20th look like a joke. Put me anywhere. What is going on in the spirit realm right now is a lot of agony. These numbers can reduce. But, you know, people understand things differently. Let's leave it. Yeah. That's 2 Corinthians 3, verse 10, sorry, verse 3. So, if you are going to finish well, you must know how to war. Is that okay? You must know how to what? War. Sometimes it looks like a little misunderstanding, but you now see that this is the devil trying to collect your home. Hey! Don't fight. Just at that point, old aunt, menge bukuba. I'm angry with you, I'm angry with you. Say, no, not you. Menge be! Say, well, what are you doing? Fellow will just say, I don't even know why we're fighting. Yeah. You must know how to war beyond the flesh. Is that okay? It's not about the quality of your CV. It's also good. Of course, you know, we teach that. So don't say, Papa say it's not quality of CV. Go and submit CV. They used to say, Akara. But you understand that the force that gets things done is in the spirit realm. Do you know it is in the spirit realm? Yeah. One time like that, I gave up on the gym. I said, this gym thing, sir. Because I kept Jimmy, nothing's coming out. Ah. Have you been there before? You've not been there. But as we pray in tongues, we build up our most holy faith. Some people in the spirit realm are very skinny. Very skinny. They're not building anything. But today you will rise. Yeah. Let me tell you. I told one of my friends when I said, what is happening in this season is that in the spirit realm, for certain things to happen, there are demands for blood. Yeah. But many of you are very innocent people. You don't believe it. But you should believe it. Alright? So before it's too late, there are usually, this kind of season, there are demands for blood. So you are seeing casualties, I was praying and I heard some tips saying that let us focus on this area. I think I told you the area. Sometimes if I say this thing too much, police will come and arrest me. I say, how is he knowing all this? I heard them. I mugbo. So why have I heard it? So we can negotiate in the spirit realm. All my people who are there, so allow them all. You touch any one of them, you die. You are not going to survive it. Yesterday I came to church. I was trying to go home, but at the same time, I just stumbled on the news. A very dear man of God. They went to attack him in front of, I don't know whether his office or so. They collected stuff and then they killed him. So I asked my people, I said, do you want to say this person is not praying? So, sometimes, when you pray, don't still rely on that, on the strength of your hammer. You now begin to ask. Even if there is now something I did not even cover in the geography of this prayer, let mercy speak. Let mercy speak. There is a blood that speaks better things than the blood of Abel. Mercy! Ah! You must know how to use the ministry and the operation of mercy, such that even if something ought to happen and you ought to suffer legally, but mercy can say no. Amen. Please be seated. I'm not prepared for casualties. Are you? Alright. So you have to pray ahead. For though we walk in the flesh, we are not. We might be here transacting, wearing suits, the office. Alright. Doing all those things, lecturing, and we are doing them. But we are not warring after the flesh. Now verse 4 says that what? For the wounds, of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God. For the pulling down of strongholds. For the pulling down of what? Somebody say pulling down of strongholds. Say it again, pulling down of strongholds. Say it again, pulling down of strongholds. So strongholds are to be pulled down because they were built up. So you pull them down. The enemy was gradually building the stronghold. He was giving you a thought process that justifies his operation. He was giving you a thought process that permits his operation. It was, you know, have you seen people? Sometimes people just believe that certain things is their fate. Have you seen that before? Yeah. I think that's one of the worst evil I've seen. That the devil will make you believe things against yourself. People just believe certain things. As long as you, listen to me, anything you refuse to accept in the spirit realm can never be permanented on you. Yeah. I'm telling you, anything you refuse to accept, at worst cases, when somebody is dying, what I tell people is, let's join our hands together. And I must get the person to tell me something. What we are saying now is that we refuse that this person is going. See, it is not enough to know how to pray. You must know how to war. Or much more than that, you must know how to win. So you need to know the law that governs the battle at different level. You need to know when to stop and switch to worship. Because sometimes it's not like you don't have people who are praying for you, but they are not skilled in the art of war. Their skillfulness. The weapons of are not carnal, but mighty through God. So they're pulling down strongholds. So strongholds needs to be pulled down. That was the first thing that God confronted in Adam and Eve when they fell. He said, Adam, where thou? He said, we hid ourselves for we are naked. And God said, who told you that you are naked? That thing he told you is an he erected something within you that made you believe something and then stripped you of the glory. Are you seeing that? Who told you? So every stronghold is built through an information. Sometimes somebody just hears that. So when you have this kind of nature, you are predisposed to heart disease. Who told you? What are you talking about? When you hear many things. So-and-so mother had diabetes. Then so-and-so, usually they say it can be genetic. Who told you that? I'm not saying it's not, all right, medically proven and all that. But see, medicine is a fact. The word of God is the truth. And the truth will always displace fact. You see? I shared the story of that girl. I don't know if she's around. Maybe for privacy sake, don't stand up. That my wife brought to my office. And I said, this is a report there saying she has cancer. I was angry. You don't have cancer. Because as I was looking at her, I didn't see it. Sometimes my people try to convince me and say, we are broke. I say, it's not like you are lying. But what I've seen in the spirit realm, I didn't see anybody broke. So I have to insist till what I've seen comes out. That's how to war. See, it's not, warfare is not just when you enter prayer room. Warfare is day-to-day conversation, day-to-day speakings, day-to-day thought process,
What are you thinking? What are you saying? Something is being built. Are you following what I'm saying? Day to day. Somebody say day to day conversations. What are you thinking? What are you seeing? Are you seeing short life? Why? Sometimes people just believe that if you go to a certain kind of university, then you are not going to get a job. And they will not get a job. You have to put... So, what is the stronghold? I've said to you that, both of you should come, please. That if this city number one, please come. And this is city number two. If these two cities are fighting, all right? And this city wants to defeat this city. And this city says that I can't defeat this city externally because this city is very strong and fortified. But if I can get my own structure erected internally, I will fight him from inside out. He'll be self-destruct. And that's what the devil is doing. He's fighting believers from inside out with their own thoughts, with their own conclusion, with their own belief system. Sometimes you watch some movies that minister something to you. Minister something to you. And you just believe it. You just believe it. You just believe it. Have you seen people that died and you saw that some days back they were saying something about death? And all that? You are wondering, what made you say this? Every stronghold that the devil is building, thought process that is not of God, things that is legalizing his operation, I ask this morning, they fall and they crumble. I say again this morning, they fall and they crumble. Now, please be seated. Yeah. So, a stronghold is also deeper than that, but I'm just going to give you three levels. It can also be that in a family where everybody is living in harmony, but they are not really on fire. You see, they are not really on fire. And the devil wants to defeat them, but somebody is praying. Maybe the mother and all that, they're praying. And then the devil just find a way to get somebody in that same family to be on his side. To be on his side. And the family will rupture from inside out. So let me tell you something. Suffer not a witch to live. You see, all this in Papa, you see, is not Christocentric. It's not about the finished work of Christ. But what part of the finished work you don't you understand? Was it witches that killed Jesus? It was witches that killed Jesus. Witches of your village. They came and said, "Okukuleku," and he said, "Now I've died." The princes of this world came to me, but found nothing. There's. So sometimes you are in a place and you notice that there's somebody here who seemed to have vowed that he or she, because it's not just women that are witches, men too are wizards. That he or she is not going to hang boots until everybody in that house die one after the other. Hey! And sometimes the fellow is killing them after the order of importance. Those who are breadwinners, silenced. When you see a wave coming towards you and is carrying everything in its path, you don't stand there and say nothing can happen. You must, before you say that, be sure you are standing on Christ, the solid rock, not on assumption. That my life is too important. I have dreams. I can't die now. What? To? Hey. If there's any family here that has people in quotes who claim to be powerful people, you don't have to believe what I'm saying. No problem. Who claim to be powerful people and has vowed to waste everybody one by one, and has vowed to empty that home of resourcefulness, and has vowed to empty that home of glory, I decree now, their expiry date comes today. Oh, I didn't hear you say that. Amen again, loud and clear. Their expiry date comes today. We sack them from their operations. We sack them from their duties. We sack them from their posts. Now! There are people who have vowed. You are the one who is playing safe. They are aggressive. Who have vowed that they are going to eat you from right, left, and center. Some have vowed that you're never going to marry. Some have vowed you are never going to. And so people play and play and play and play till they become total casualties. But I decree and declare, who is it that says a thing when the Lord has not said it? Surely they shall gather, but as many as are gathered, not concerning the Lord's counsel, will be scattered. I ask that their gathering, their union, be scattered now. Their union be scattered now. Their union be scattered now. Yeah. Now let me give you one prayer. Are you going to pray? Okay. If there's any devil who is working on at the moment to take somebody from your family, maybe the fellow is currently sick or not even aware, wants to give you a surprise attack, I decree and declare that plan is aborted now. Because you are here, that plan is aborted now. That plan is dead on arrival. Sit down for a moment. Sit down, please. Thank you. Pray in tongues under your breath.
Blessed be the God of the living, is teaching my hands to walk and my fingers to fight. Blessed be the God of the living, is teaching my hands to walk and my fingers to fight. Blessed be the God of the living, is teaching my hands to walk and my fingers to fight. My hands will run, my fingers will fight. My hands will walk, my fingers will fight. My hands will walk, my fingers will fight. My hands will walk, my fingers will fight. Blessed be the God of living, is teaching my hands to walk and my fingers to fight. Blessed be the God of living, is teaching my hands to walk and my fingers to fight. My hands will walk, my fingers will 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 fight. Blessed be the God of living, is teaching my hands to walk and my fingers to fight. Blessed be the God of living, is teaching my hands to walk and my fingers to fight. Blessed be the God of living, is teaching my hands to walk and my fingers to fight. My hands will walk, my fingers will fight. My hands will walk, my fingers will find. Shalaka behi devel de kibo subalai. Ehum de kipa shatish tefele. Le kabu subam da kapulatish. In Jesus' name we're praying. Sit down for a moment. These are two dark times for you to be moving without power. Yeah, you can't afford it. Listen to me. Even if you are at a point now where the devil thinks he's buried you, and to pray is a struggle, find yourself attached to people who are praying. Then you can generate your own fire from there. Is that okay now? Is that okay? Yeah. If the devil is fighting you now with the voice of accusation, scripture says in 1 John, said this, I write unto you that you sin not, but if you sin, you have an advocate of the Father. So, don't let the devil bring anything against you. Alright? Don't let regret and the voice of condemnation drive you away from the secret place. Sometimes you just feel too filthy to come to church. Like, how should I go to church and worship amongst God's people? If God wanted to kill you, he would have killed you. What if he spared you? Are you following what I'm saying now? Yeah, he's forgiving you.
So you have to get up again. And Galatians 5:1 says that, now stand fast therefore in the liberty wherewith Christ has made you free. Stand fast. The righteous fall, one rise 7 times. Don't let the devil hold you down with the voice of condemnation and keep burying you into prayerlessness, into thinking God is angry with you, into thinking God wants to kill you, into thinking that the predicament you are going through must be God who is bringing. It is not God. The enemy wants to drive you away from him so he can launch you alone. Hey, shalaka ben de krapika. Amen. Yeah, 2 Corinthians 10. Let's continue, verse 4.
Blessed be the God of David.
Verse 4.
He's teaching my hands to war and my fingers to fight.
For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Strongholds are crumbling. They are crumbling now. I say strongholds are crumbling now. Casting down what?
Imagination.
Hey! The devil is a dangerous imaginator. Oh shit. He's looking at some people and he's saying in his mind that he's saying, I wish a car can just match this fellow's head. Can you see that? That's imaginations. In fact, another word used for imagination. So it is not just a pictorial thinking. That's not what it is. Another word used for imagination is the word argument or sophisticated argument. So he's actually not just thinking it. He's arguing so he can win a case, then make it come to pass. Can you give us, is it amplified now? Casting down imaginations. Hey! Do you have amplified? Give us amplified.
Blessed be the God of David. He's teaching my hands to war and my fingers to fight.
Now look at it. Inasmuch as we refute what? Argument. So he's not, see, listen, the devil is not just joking. He's arguing. Let me kill her. Let me injure him. Let me break his teeth. Let me break his back. Let me destroy this aspect. Then there's something called technical advancement. That is, that's the one that he does something very critical, but the fellow is fine on the surface. He advances technically. Are you following what I'm saying? Technical advancement. Inasmuch as we refute arguments. So sometimes you argue with yourself. You are on the road driving or bike. You just saw a picture like the car just fell inside the bridge. That is not you. That's the argument of the enemy. That is exactly what he wants to do. You follow what I'm saying now? It is an argument in the spirit realm. You only see it when there's a victory. Hey! Hey! We bring down argument. So what is he arguing about? What does he want to do? What is he arguing about? What does he want to do for the ends? We refute arguments. We refute imaginations. Every wicked thinking, wicked pictures, the enemy is submitting and saying, let me do this. Let me destroy this person. Hey. In Jesus' name we pray. Yeah, please sit down.
Oluwa mi odide ninu
ore
amuno mi dun ayiba mi padi si awo mi lewu ogo amu aso egun kuro Oluwa mi odide nitori temi oh. Oh, 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 oh.
Ya kafe li tambiti she. Oh, fili kamba ya vi sheka. Hey!
Renda kabata.
Amen. Amen. Please sit down. Yeah. Yeah. So it's always scheming. Can you go back to King James translation? always scheming, always arguing. There was a time I was driving on the road where I was going to minister somewhere. And I was sleeping. So somewhere along the line I woke up. And because then I was always on the road. Maybe in a month, maybe I spent max, maybe 4 nights in my house. Always on the road. Max, I'm telling you. So I saw, as I opened my eyes and looked, Lord opened my eyes and I saw a very ugly demon. A very ugly demon. More like saying, leave me. You know that thing of leave me, let me go and tear them. Who is holding you? So I saw it. Yeah. And I learned something from Bishop Oedekpo. He said he sits down in front of his car. So I went deep. Him, they give away. Yeah. They sit down. One of his car. I have to give a pillar. Imagine. So demons are always scheming. Let me tear his mouth. Let me break his head. Let me blind him. Let me press his cheeks. Let me kill his child. Let me kill his wife. Let me kill her husband. Hey! It will not stand. It will not stand. Yeah. No, you also know that there's fire here this morning. Yeah, just wait a minute. Yeah. Casting down imagination and every eye thing that exhausts itself against knowledge of God. So, listen. So, there are some eye things that they exalt themselves against knowledge of God, not in dominance, but in arrogance. They just want to say, I don't recognize what God is saying. They know, because what is the knowledge of God? Jeremiah 29 verse 11, that's knowledge of God. Is that not his knowledge? He said, I know. Jeremiah 29 11, that's knowledge of God. Look at it now, Jeremiah 29 11. For I know the thought that I think towards you. Huh? What is the knowledge? Thought of peace, not of evil, to give you an expected end. So when these eyes exalt themselves against knowledge of God, so what is knowledge of God? Thought of peace. What do they want? Thought of disaster. Uh-huh. Then they want to give you evil. Then they want to give you a sudden end. Because when something is sudden, it's not expected. Sudden! The fellow today sees it coming. It's a grand plan. Hey, yakapate! See, you people are praying, but you are still not praying the way I want you to pray. So, I told you of a point in my life that I prayed so much so that the security people in my street came to my house and was insisting for my landlord around 2 a.m. or 3 that this person must pack out. Said he must pack out. So we can't cope with somebody like that. Me that I know what was wrong with me. So if you don't understand that, Randy Krabali, I'm not here. You see, you need to get somebody beside. I don't know. One of these I use it at Peter. Yeah. Sometimes I just scream, yeah, Kabelem. Later they knew me. I said, that's just who he is. At some point I just stopped praying there. I will now go inside Bamboo, myself and my friend. Oh, now you are wearing suits. You are saying all those prayers they are praying. What's that? Why must you pray like that? Oti bo, why was suit? So if see, I'm giving you an opportunity. Many people have never had opportunity of a very fireized atmosphere. So if you think you are coming to serve light church because people will praise God and we dance, it's part of our weapon of warfare. But apart from that, this is also one in our arsenal. We pray. I say we pray. So whether Sunday, Tuesday, as it comes, we think, are you going to pray? So what is the knowledge of God that is established concerning you? Then what is the enemy now trying to enforce? Only the knowledge, the plan, and the counsel of God shall stand. Only the knowledge, the plan,
and the counsel of God shall stand. Any tree that the Lord has not planted, they get uprooted from the roots. From the roots. Pray loud and clear. Strive light church pray. Pray. Hey. Name we are praying. Say that amen with fire. Yes. Felt like church. Say that amen with fire. Yes. One more time. Say that amen with fire. Yes. Amen. So he says, bringing into captivity every thought. So somebody is thinking something to the obedience of Christ. Somebody is thinking, I didn't prepare to show you this scripture, but somewhere between either Job 8 or so, Job was talking about God delivering me from the evil wish, evil thought. Please help me search that scripture. Talk about the evil thoughts of my enemies. So listen to me. Have you seen people that when something bad happened to a person, they say, we know. They say, have you been thinking about it? I know. There are people who have been thinking, because of the way you dress, they feel that there's no way you are born again and dressed and looking fine like this. Hey, look at her. She's painting everywhere. They say, we know she's going to get pregnant. What is happening is that thought can power a misbehavior. It can power it. Yes. Yes. It is an energy in the spirit realm. So they are thinking it. Listen. That's why you must never allow anybody to tell you what is wrong. Sometimes they are looking at you and saying, the way this person is to walk, he doesn't look strong. This person is going to last like this. No. So both thought of demons and thought of men that is not in line with Christ, we bring them into captivity. Will you pray? Loud and clear.
Jesus. Mighty name we pray. Say that amen with fire. Say that amen again with fire. One more time. Say that amen with fire. Hold somebody beside you. And let me tell you this, I'm most likely going to call for a prayer stretch. Is that okay? Are you going to pray?
Yeah.
Go for a prayer stretch. Will you come?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's come and engage. So expect an announcement once I just revisit my schedule. Go for a prayer stretch. Now, hold yourself two by two, please. And look at the person. And say every evil intention of the enemy about your life. Today, I cancel it. Go ahead. If that person is not praying, leave that person. I cancel it. Every good intention. Every good intention. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we're praying. See that email power. Yeah. One time I saw what the devil was intending about me. So I began to pray. Yeah. So once you know what he's planning, hey, you must insist it doesn't happen. Is that okay? Now, I want to pray for a set of people. Maybe there's something already happening in your life. It can be health-wise. It can be character-wise. That you saw that this was the major thing that the devil used to either finish somebody before you or a generation before you. You know, in family, please. It can be health, it can be even a pattern of affliction and all that. No matter what it is. But you notice that it was this same thing that trapped somebody. And that was all. The devil didn't use two weapons, just this one, and that's all. And you can already see it in your life. Please come forward, I want to pray for you. Church, please pray in tongues as these people are coming out. Hey, please pray. 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 Please 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 pray. Yes, Seto. Yes, Seto. Yes, Seto. Yes, Seto. In Jesus' mighty name, we're praying. Now, let me say this to you. I'm going to pray for you with a lot of spiritual energy. So it's going to be a lot of shaking here. Rise up on your feet, everybody. Like I said, there's going to be a lot of, because what is going to happen is like a wave is going to move and sweep off all those nonsense. Rise up on your feet. If you can, if you can't, don't worry, but if you can, rise up. Lift your hands up, everybody. Don't mind the simplicity of my prayer. No, no. That's not the level of energy generated here. I stretch my hands towards everyone here. Standing. Now, hear me. I'm going to make a declaration. When I make that declaration, hey, this place is going to turn. You will shout Jesus. And the declaration is, let God arise and his enemies be scattered. When I make that declaration, you will shout Jesus. The loudest you ever shouted. You will see things happen. I'm telling you. A wave is going to come. And that Egyptian you saw yesterday, you will never see again. Now I command. Lift your hands, everybody. Let God arise and all his enemies scatter. Yeah.
Fire of the Holy Ghost. Burn off every chaff. Every tree the Lord has not planted. Fire. All over this place. Now. Everything the Lord has not planted. Right now. Fire. Every root. Every sickness. Every oppression. Hey! Fire. Something is happening. Silence everywhere. Ask right now that this place be eaten up. Every knee bow now. Every yoke grip of sickness, of addiction, of affliction, right now. Pack your bags and loose them now. Every unhealthy pattern from the pit of hell of the enemy, every unhealthy pattern from your homes, loose them. It's over. Your time is over. Loose them. Every unhealthy pattern, loose them. Lose it. Now, lose your grip. No, you will not take this one. This one belongs to God. I don't know who that fellow is. No. Take your hands off this life now. You will not succeed. No. Hey, Shirley Kero Koshito. Hey, Jesus. Now hear me. Everything in your life, in your body, in your mind, that the Lord did not plant, no matter the name, no matter the years it has spent, right now, I command, Satan, take off your hands. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Yeah, so there's a fire burning that lady. It's from the bowels. Something is, yeah. Oh yes. Oh yes. Eat up and get out. Yeah. Oh yes. Your expiry date has come. I am seeing specifically the spirit of affliction. More like unnecessary suffering. Hey. Take off your hands. Right now. Whatever is not of the Lord that is still standing, lift up your heads, O ye gates. Be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? Ronke, come. The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Stand.
Lift your hands. I command right now. You belong to God. Satan, take off your hands. That affliction dries up now. Get out! You will never, ever sit. I command the root of that affliction die now. It dries up now.
Now, is there anyone here who is having one health challenge or the other? And maybe you are here for an health issue, maybe something that transferred, you could see it. Yeah. Just put your hands on your head. Be the only one putting your hands on your head where you are standing. Can you come a bit closer to me here? Come on, quickly. Do so.
Come on, lay hands on this, ladies.
If you are standing here, make sure your two hands on your head so we can see
you.
The root is drying up. Out of her.
Out. And dry up every affliction of sickness. Come closer. If hands have not been laid on you, every affliction of sickness, dry up now. And let your come. Shake it, Rokoshende Kade. Kabush! Kaleta! No sickness now! In the name of Jesus. Rai Kate Rokoshende Roko. No sickness. Whatsoever. Hey! Shenti Kredibe. Eleketi Batare. Yeah. I'm seeing an issue. It's an issue of blood clot. Something blood. It has blood clotting. Something. Who is that person? There's an issue of blood clotting somewhere. Yeah, I know what I'm saying. Blood clot. I'm seeing an issue. Blood clot. It's a clot of blood. It's internal issue. It's a clot. They've gathered together. Yeah. Oh, okay, all eyes closed. Maybe in case if it sounds embarrassing or something. Yeah, but there's an issue of blood. Clotting. Oh, okay, people are okay. Come. Yeah. Come. I command right now. Hey, somebody should stand behind her. Everywhere there's a need for clear passage. Now! Satan, take off your hands. I command the root wither now. Be made all. In the name of Jesus. Kapatu Shateba. Yeah, that's freedom. Oh, the Egyptian you've seen before, you see them no more. No more. Yeah. Now hear me. Lift up your hands, everybody. Now I want to prophesy. Please just allow her stay. Just hold her. Yeah, the hand of God is upon her. The hand of God. Something is happening there. Every line that nobody has ever crossed in your lineage, because of whatever reason, receive grace to go above it. Yeah. You cross it effortlessly. You are that one that will break the limitations. You will break the records. You will not die trying. You will not die after it.
set on records. Receive the firstborn oil. From today, you have victory over your enemies. The hand of God is strong upon your life. Everything you saw in vision that was not good, and you've been praying against them, I also join you in faith. And I say, they will not stand, and they will not come to pass. Again, I say, I join you in faith to announce, they will not stand, they will not come to pass. It is done. In Jesus' mighty name. I'll give the Lord a big, big, big hand. Oh, glory. Yeah, you can go back to your seat. Something has happened here today. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Anybody who came here with any form of sickness right now, even as you are going back, that sickness withers. You'll never see it again. In the name of Jesus. Have you been so, so blessed today? You didn't sound like one who is really blessed. When I tell you God bless you, do you believe it? When I tell you God bless you, do you believe it? From this season, you walk in blessings. See, if you can see what I'm seeing, there's a lot of presence. Yes, a lot of it. Yeah. You are not going home empty. It is done. Give the Lord a big, big hand. Oh, yes. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
The blessings in the word resides with one who is both a hearer and a doer of the word. Be a doer of the word.
For mentorship, leadership, and counseling, kindly reach us on this number, 090-30-959735.
This message was sponsored by the friends and partners of Femi Lazarus Apostolic Ministries Ecumenical, FLAME.
To partner with FLAME, kindly make use of this account details. Account number 221-500-5289, Femi Lazarus Ministries.